The elevator would go. Hello, hello, welcome, welcome, one and all. It is August the 29th, 2023. Got a few days left in the month, which is why tomorrow I need to be sure and call the city and pay my parking, or a ticket I got.
Oh, let's stop that music.
It is a brisk 34 degrees outside today. High of 36. If you've been listening to the show lately, or at all this summer, you know that typically the high is 41 or 42. So a good 5 or 6 degrees cooler makes all the difference when you're using the mighty Centigrade. Even without C, if it was F, it'd still be a big difference. It's still very bright. We got a lot more clouds in the sky. A cold front blew through. Dropped the temperature a little bit, but as I may have mentioned before, the ground is still super dry, and when the ground is wet, it's like a sponge for heat. It'll soak up a lot more heat before it gets hot, but without the water in the ground, we're just out of luck. Just made it to the shady spot so I can sit down. Welcome. If you're new to the show, this is news to me. It's a show that airs every day, every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 1900 UTC, right here on and on radio. On Saturdays at 1900, you'll hear A Step Further Out with Publius, our very own Man and Adam Society representative. And then on Sundays, it's Shut Up Your Freak with DJ Robin that you'll hear if you tune in at 1900. Shut Up You Freak goes on, I think, an hour before that, so at like 1800, 1830, something like that. Go to anonradio.net or press equal sign and com. Anonradio.net will show you the whole week. Equal sign and com will show you the next like 24 hours, is what I want to say. So, something like that. Anyway, it's a beautiful day outside, way cooler than it has been. But let's jump into calm, because one of the key components of the show, about most shows on radio, is being able to hang out and talk during the show. But how do you do that? Well, there's multiple ways. SDF has an IRC server, so you can go to irc.sdf.org. I'm not sure what the access requirements are. I know that Snowdusk is in there, along with Commode Chat during his shows. I usually am hanging out on Commode Chat. Excuse me, I'm going to cough. Sorry about that. I ate and then I ran out to come up to do the show. But there's also Commode Chat. All you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And then once there, just launch COM. C-O-M, press enter, and then type G for go to and type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. And then you will be hanging out with all the cool people in COM, like Neff and Quentin, Tobe and Ratsu. We are on an express elevator ride to hell. Going down. We also got LCD in the house, X1, Jay LaMoth, and the whole crew is here. Welcome, welcome. Of course, shout outs and a point of thing here. Jay LaMoth always reminds me, you can also do XMPP. That's what I'm doing if you want to chat. I'm mnw@jabber.sdf.org. But for conferences, multi-user chats, as they're called in the Jabber space, you want to go to anonradio@conference.jabber.sdf.org. That's right. What I like about it is that the words get shorter as you go down the list. conference.jabber.sdf.org. If you want to do that. So shout outs to all there in Comlan. You can also use two monitors. Let's see. Jay LaMoth has given up IRC in favor of XMPP. I don't have enough space on my screens for everything. yep. Yeah, who doesn't love a good muck? You gotta muck about sometimes. Alright, well, so that kind of gets through most of that stuff. I guess the big point to remind everyone is that at 1930 UTC, every goddamn day is the Dubious Goals Canoe with Tobe. It's a fun show right here on and on radio coming up shortly. And then after that is Internet Noises with DJ Leon G. This is a fun show that airs at 20 hours. Then at 21 hours, excuse me, at 22 hours is Organized Chaos. So there's a little bit of a gap there. You can use that time to make yourself some tea or do whatever else you'd like to do. All right, so let's go ahead here and sync up, get our news on. It's kind of a slow news day out there. The big news stories are news stories I think everyone's talking about, or at least I need to get better news sources. But one, talking about the hurricane about to hit Florida. Florida getting hit by hurricanes happens all the time, so I don't want to talk about it. It's not news to anybody. Hurricanes hitting Florida, not a big surprise. Hurricanes wiping out whole towns and killing lots of people, not really a surprise. The entire state could be razed, and you know what would happen? FEMA would bail them all out and buy them all new houses, not require them to do anything different, and then the next year it would just happen again. It happened, I don't know, my entire life, it feels like. Every hurricane season is just the story of how so many people were hurt or injured in Florida, where they were hurt and injured the last year, and the year before, and the year before. But nobody will move, and there are no regulations in place to make anybody any safer, so to hell with it. Anyway, let's do some news. Sorry, Floridians, I just get tired of it. Let's go over here. I guess I kind of want some compassion whenever we have some issues, so yes, I'm not going to make fun of Florida, but I get tired of hearing it. I know Texas gets a bunch of shit too, because we can't keep our lights on. Our power grid just fails and fails and fails, and will anybody do anything about it? Oh, hell no. There's too much money to be made, so no. Anyway, this has been a bitch fest starring Marcus. Let's get into some news. So we go over here to News to Me, August 29th. First, the only death I've got, or the only shooting story I've got today, a University of North Carolina student charged with murder, a faculty member. A graduate student at the University of North Carolina was charged with murder on Tuesday after a faculty member was shot dead on campus. Chinese national Tali Qi, 34, was scheduled to appear in court later in the day. He was arrested on Monday afternoon in a nearby residential neighborhood shortly after the killing caused the university to lock down for almost 4 hours. He was listed on the university's website as a student of the victim, Z.G. Yan, an associate professor in the Department of Applied Physical Sciences, who was found dead in a chemistry laboratory. A number of rambling messages posted to an X account in the name of the accused killer in recent months suggest Qi, a graduate of China's University of Wuhan before moving to the U.S., felt bullied at the university, was stressed by working long hours, and was troubled by a relationship with a woman he insulted as an angelic bitch. To have the suspect in custody gives us an opportunity to try and figure out why and even the how, and also helped us to uncover a motive and really just why this happened. Wow. Amazing. The police. The detective on the case. We might be able to figure out why this happened. Brilliant work there in North Carolina. I'm sure that they will figure this out and promptly let the public know. I'm just full of mean feelings today. Well, outside of the U.S., there are still idiots running the countries out there. EU-era water pollution restrictions for housing developments are going to be scrapped in a bid to build more homes. Wow, almost the same thing that I was bitching about Florida for. Let's check comm real quick, make sure I didn't piss anybody off. Quentin, yes, thank you. Hurricane season, nah, that's way too regular.
Pitch Fest with Marcus. I'd tune in for that. Oh, thanks. Yeah, and ERCOT's greed. It could be a fixable problem. ERCOT's got a weird thing where if ERCOT were staffed by people who... ERCOT's the Energy Reliability Council of Texas. And they're supposed to manage... They're the people in charge of making sure that the marketplace works. Because in Texas, it's deregulated, so it's all oriented around who can make the most money. And so they keep the deregulated market flowing by ensuring that people can buy and sell energy. But what happens is the Public Utility Commission, they don't want to spend any money. Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. Greed, at the end of it, greed's the reason. And most of the people in charge making those decisions don't live in Texas, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, I was complaining about other things. Complaining about people ignoring science and just letting greed... money, again, it's money! Who would have thought? Who would have thought? Money, another source of trouble. This time in the UK, specifically in London, it looks like. Or not London, England. But anyway, EU-era water pollution restrictions for housing developments are being scrapped in a bid to build more homes. Up to 100,000 new homes could be built by 2030 if rules around building houses near waterways and protected areas are loosened. Ministers argue water pollution from new homes is very small and will be offset by $280 million of investment. Because you know what? You know what's the easiest thing to breathe? Is just put a $100 bill up to your face and just breathe through that. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. The other countries have plastic money. Good luck breathing through your plastic money. I think that's in Canada. Don't they have plastic notes there? I don't know. Anyway, this change will lead to lots more poo in our rivers and not solve root causes of housing problems, Wildlife Trust Chief Executive Craig Bennett said. However, developers welcome the plan, saying nutrient neutrality rules prevented thousands of homes from being built. Stuart Baisley, Executive Chairman of the Home Builders Federation, said house building has been blocked despite wide acknowledgement that occupants of new homes responsible for only a tiny fraction of the wastewater finding its ways into rivers and streams. Natural England rules mean 62 local authorities cannot allow new developments unless builders can prove their projects are nutrient neutral in protected areas, including Somerset, Norfolk, Teesside, Kent, Wiltshire, and the Solent. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. There are billions of dollars in the pro side for scrapping the rules, and there are millions of people on the other side, so who knows how that will play out. Man, shucks. Okay, Canada has plastic bills. I'm sorry, I've got a little bit too much of a slant today. I'm feeling very mean. I'm trying to tamp it down, but it's just flowing. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake has struck Bali Sea. Aftershocks have rattled residents. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake struck deep in the sea north of Bali and Lombok Islands in Indonesia early on Tuesday morning. The European Mediterranean Seismological Center, or EMSC, Echo Mike's here at Charlie, said, sending residents running out of buildings. The quake's epicenter was 203 kilometers north of Mataram, Indonesia, and very deep at 516,000 meters below the Earth's surface. Indonesia and U.S. geological agencies pegged the magnitude at 7.1 with no threat of a tsunami. The quake was felt just before 4 a.m. local time across the coastal areas and was followed by two quakes of magnitude 6.1 and 6.5. Guests at Bali's Mercure Kuta Hotel ran out of their rooms after feeling the tremor for a few seconds, hotel manager Swati told Reuters by phone. Several guests left their room but were still in the hotel area, he said, adding that they had since returned and there was no damage to the building. Bali residents said a second aftershock sent longer and stronger tremors than the first. So yeah, Australia's 7 News reported several reactions from both tourists and locals. So no death or destruction, but it was an earthquake that nobody else was talking about, so I wanted to mention it. Oh, we have one more fatality story. This may interest you. Fatality story. Let's fix our color scheme. Boink. All right, here we go. Tobe suddenly wants spice bag for lunch. X1 warning, explicit lyrics during a non-radio. Everything is false. So, Orchard Road, fatal brawl. One more man charged with rioting. Another six get extra charges. Yet another man allegedly linked to the fatal Orchard Road brawl. Orchard Road is a wonderful road in Singapore. A fatal Orchard Road hotel brawl appeared in court on Tuesday and was charged with rioting while armed with a deadly weapon. Putinvilla Keith Peter, 24, was said to be part of a group that was involved in a fight at the Concord Hotel Singapore and Concord Shopping Mall around 6 a.m. on August 20th. They had allegedly ganged up to cause hurt to Mr. Mohammed Israt Mod Ismail, who was later rushed to hospital where he died. Putinvilla will be remanded at the Central Police Division, and his case has been adjourned to September 5th. On Tuesday, an alleged member of the same group, Sharvin J. Nair, 24, faces a similar riot charge and was handed six charges not linked to the brawl, including three counts of assault. He allegedly committed resistance or obstruction to apprehension of another person on June 18th, 2022. Let's see if there's anything else. In October 2022, he was in Northbridge Road around 3:30 a.m. when he allegedly disturbed the public peace by fighting with four men. And then in July, around 11:20 p.m. Man, these are getting earlier. Anyway, to date, more than 10 men have been charged over their alleged involvement in the fatal Orchard Road brawl. And one of them is facing a murder charge. Another man was charged with voluntarily causing hurt to another man. And the cases involving all of the alleged offenders are still pending. There was a big brawl. One person died. All the people were caught. If you don't know about it, there's a show Singapore puts out called Crime Watch. Oh, another person pulling out too far into the road with the no turn signal. I gotta love it. This road that people turn from, the stop sign is about a meter or so from the intersection, like from where the other road is. Even better. It's a side street. It's a little residential road, so there's no lines demarcating the middle of the road. Well, people who are turning left into this side street frequently turn really, really close or really wide. So they either end up on the wrong side of the road, or they end up like in the side, like almost running into cars parked on the side of the street. Oh, that sounds like a motorcycle. Ah, shucks. I'm still missing Blue Harley guy. Maybe he'll come back one day. Anyway, people drive crazy, and yep, here we go again. These people, it's like they're not even turning their steering wheel. They're just kind of veering in that direction. So they cross the double yellow line and make just like a straight. That's exactly what they're doing. They're making a straight line into the next road, but they're doing so. They're then turning their wheel too early in the turn and ending up on the wrong side of the road. Anyway, doesn't matter. People can't drive. I'm grumpy today. This has been Grumpy News with DJ Marcus. We've got about 9 minutes to go before the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a man who may or may not be grumpy depending on how warm it is, and whether or not he's allowed to go outside because of the universe. The universe is fickle that way, giving us this bright star that keeps us alive but also kills us. All right, this car has their turn signal on, but they've extended themselves, I don't know, about, oh, there we go, about, they went out about a foot into the other oncoming road until they decided to move, almost colliding with a car turning the opposite direction. Anyhow, let's keep it moving. Let's talk about news that's not the old man complains about people's driving at the intersection. That would be a fun show for a day or two. All right, so we've got two stories from Nigeria. First, a good story. Nigerian security forces have rescued dozens of women and children held by Islamic extremist rebels in the country's hard-hit northeastern region. The Nigerian army said late Monday that 25 captives were rescued during clearance operations by its group in Borno State, Gwoza District, which is a hotbed for jihadi violence that's upended lives and livelihood in the region since 2009, when Boko Haram launched an insurgency there. 25 people rescued Of course, more than 60 people were arrested in Nigeria for attending a gay wedding. So, it's not all good news for Nigeria. Police in Nigeria said Tuesday they detained at least 67 people celebrating a gay wedding, one of the country's largest arrests targeting outlawed homosexuality. The, quote, gay suspects were arrested in Southern Delta State town at 2 a.m. on Monday at an event where two of them were wedded. State police spokesman Bright Adafi told reporters. He added that homosexuality will never be tolerated in the West African nation. The Nigerian law banning gay marriage, punishable by up to 14 years in prison, and same-sex amorous, quote, amorous relationships, prompted an international outcry when it came into force under former President Goodluck Jonathan in 2014. But the law is also supported by many in what remains a conservative country. More than 30 African countries already ban same-sex relationships, and arrests of gay people are common in Nigeria. This is stuff that, like, you forget, right? Oh, look. this Jeep tried to do a U-turn into the driveway, but they couldn't quite pull off a U-turn, so they had to do a three-point turn. Let's see. Are they going to use a turn signal? No. They're not using it. Oh, there they go. They got their turn signal on now. Are they going to creep out into the street, or are they going to stay? Oh, they didn't creep out into the street. Good job. The Jeep did not get in a wreck. Anyway, it's just a really, it's a shocker and a surprise, because you kind of forget, living in the United States anyway, you kind of, it feels like we're going backwards so hard on a lot of these laws, you know, abortion being outlawed again, and the way women are treated, minorities are treated, everything else. But then it's like, oh yeah, there are other countries where they're just straight up, you go to jail for being gay, or they'll murder you if you say the wrong thing. So it's not the end of the world, but it just definitely sucks, and it sucks that it's happening here. Police in Delta stormed the hotel and initially arrested 200 people. Later, 67 of them were detained after initial investigations. So, yeah, so that's what's going on there in Nigeria. They rescued some people from some extremists who'd kidnapped them, but also arrested a bunch. Let's see, here we go. Tesla is extending out. Oh, they turned pretty quickly after they extended out into the roadway, but they used a turn signal, which is uncommon. Let's see. Trump news, if you're not aware, because there's all sorts of other domestic stuff going on in the U.S., but Donald Trump is threatening all the people who oppose him, or all the Democrats who oppose him. On Tuesday, he said the criminal indictment against him, the one where he got a mugshot, has been indicted in Georgia, not the other 90 or so from other places. He said that the indictments against him were a new low in presidential politics, forgetting the other indictments, I guess, and repeating baseless claims that they amount to election interference. The former president added to the Democrats, and here's the warning, be careful what you wish for. So we'll see what happens. Donald Trump continues to command a sizable lead, and so, yeah, who knows? The right-wing extremists may win out after all. It's anybody's guess at this point. In fun news, a TV news crew reporting on robberies in Chicago was robbed at gunpoint. A Chicago television news crew reporting on a string of robberies ended up robbed themselves after they were accosted at gunpoint by three armed men wearing ski masks. The Spanish language station Univision Chicago said a reporter and photographer were filming just before 5 a.m. Monday in the city's West Town neighborhood when three masked men brandishing firearms robbed them, taking their camera and other items. They were approached with guns and robbed. Mainly it was personal items, and they took a camera, the vice president of news at Univision Chicago, Luis Godinez, told the Chicago Tribune. So, a bit of irony, kind of like the space satellite, cleanup satellite that got destroyed by space debris. It's like, the back and forth. A San Francisco bakery has done the right thing and refuses to serve armed police. The San Francisco Police Officers Union, which is always, the Police Officers Union is one of the scariest organizations to be on the wrong side of, reacted with outrage last week when a local bakery chain called Reems, R-E-E-M apostrophe S, refused to serve an officer in uniform. It has a sign that says no cops allowed. The San Francisco Police Officers Association wrote on X, a social media platform, that the confirmed policy of the bakery chain Reims. One of their officers was denied service last week because he was uniform. Reims confirms that they will not serve anyone armed and in uniform. Presumably, this includes members of the military. The union also claimed the policy was bigoted and discriminatory. Reims is a bakery serving Arab food with locations across San Francisco and Oakland. And they confirmed the incident took place at its Mission neighborhood store, but said the policy applies to all armed people, and said that officers are welcome to come in when off duty. It's very funny because police continually try and put forward this narrative that they are a race or some kind of protected class. Feel free to ban cops from your store. Feel free to mock the police. Of course, they're under no requirement to help you, and they can kill you without any reason. So it's important to balance those two things. You can make fun of them, but they can take your life because they're not. There's no one in charge of them. Elon Musk got booed at a video games contest as crowd shouted, "Bring back Twitter." Elon Musk, the owner of X, was booed at a video game conference in Los Angeles. The audience at Valorant World Championship on Saturday didn't like Mr. Musk's takeover of the social media platform. And that's it. We were at the last minute of the show, so please stick around for the Dubious Skulls Committee with Tope and all the other fun shows going on. We'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully I won't be so grumpy then. Who knows? I might be more grumpy. Anyway. Stick around for the Dubious Skulls! Dubious Skulls with Tope and Pippa! Oh man, this car turned way super wide. They're driving on the wrong side of the road. Wow. Until I couldn't see them anymore. They were driving on the wrong side of the road. And one more car, they're turning left. Up. Oh, they avoided going into the opposite lane of traffic because another car was coming. Good job. Thanks a lot for sticking around, y'all. Y'all have a good one. Bye-bye. Dubious Skulls Tope. Well, that sound means that our time's come to an end. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow and every weekday.